Okay, so guys, the last time we went through and analyzed at least a version of the theory that what Kiddush is an actual attempt to sanctify or add sanctity to Shabbat. We showed other models where this is true, Tosefet Shabbat, which is actually the example brought in the Midrash that comes from these words, though this would be a chidush that would say that it's not just true on Erev Shabbat when you're adding, or on Motzei Shabbat when you're adding, but Shabbat itself. We saw this in the Ramban, the comparison to Yovel. We saw it, Rav Lichtenstein's analysis of it. We saw, and then we compared it to where we saw the Rav talks about it, and we saw that we have hints of it in terms of the bracha in the Yerushalmi, which actually says Mikdash Yisrael HaShabbat VaHazmanim, or just Mikdash Yisrael VaShabbat, even normally, and Bracha Main Sheva. And we tried to ground this more from the case of Mahalech Bamidbar. And as I said, if you want to see more on it, you can see that the Rav has a good 15, 20 pages on this. We're looking at a very long chapter on it, but I'm only giving you Rashi Prakim because as it is, we're going to go on for a while. But Kiddush is wonderful, wonderful. So, Gil, before I go to the more normal views, let's go even weirder for a minute. And that is the second perspective the Rav suggests here. Now, I'm not sure that the Rav is bringing this specifically to solve this problem as much, but it is what he says in our Sugya. So the Rav has a second formulation. So he has two chapters, right? We saw part of it from last week in the chapter on Kiddush Kimikadesh Shabbat. But before that, he has mitzvot Kiddush more broadly. And there he suggests a theory that Kiddush is Mikdash, but not only Mikdash Shabbat, but Mikdash Yisrael, right? The inverse of what we saw last week. Not that the Jews add a dimension to Shabbat, but Shabbat adds a dimension to you. So here I gave you a few lines from this piece in Kuf Mem Aleph. I'll read you the key few lines, and then we will come back and spell it out a little bit more. But he says as follows: Kiddushat Shabbat kadman lebichirat Yisrael. The sanctity of Shabbat precedes the chosenness of Israel, or the choosing of Israel. And it is, you know what? I retyped this. So why don't I look here? Let's see. Da-da-da. Right, and Shabbat, at any rate, is the go bet is the is what bridges between God and Yisrael. So God sanctifies Yisrael. Shabbat is sanctified by God, and the Jews are sanctified by Shabbat as well. So, Keter Mekadesh Yisrael, Al Yidei Nitinat HaShabbat. So, how did God sanctify the Jewish people? At least part of it is by giving them Shabbat. Bli Kedushat HaShabbat. Without the Kedusha of Shabbat, Yisrael Lo Hayu Mekadshim. The Jews wouldn't be holy. Lochein Nitna Shabbat B'Mara. And that's why Shabbat was given in Mara, meaning before Har Sinai. V'Torah Hizkira B'Luchot Shniyot. The Torah mentions by the second Luchot, Al kein sivcha Hashem Elokecha. This is why God commanded you. Da'ainu, meaning k'divrei Gemara b'Sanhedrin, kasher tzivcha b'mara, lirmoz ki al yidei nitinata b'mara itchil ta'alich kiddush am Yisrael, shenistayim kulo b'Sinai. That at Mara, when we were given Shabbat, we started the holiness of the Jews' holiness was initiated, and then it finished when you got to Kabbalat HaTorah. Right, so the second aspect in which you're saying that you're actually adding Kedusha, right? So we tried to explain how it could be that you're adding Kedusha to Shabbat, and we provided different models, but now the Rav has a second piece, which is maybe you are adding Kedusha, but not in the way you think. Not Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, but I guess Mikadesh Yisrael HaShabbat Vazmanim, but Mikadesh HaShabbat et Yisrael. Mahazmanim, or something like that, and therefore the acceptance of Shabbat is itself an act of adding Kiddusha. Now the Rav has a few proofs for this thesis. One is the very radical halacha that we have here in number 25, the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, "Mikan amru mikablin karbanot miposhe Yisrael kadesh yachzru behen betshuva." You can accept karbanot from Jewish sinners because this is part of their tshuva process. But you can take a karban chutz min amumar, but not from an apostate, umin nasech edayayin, and one who libated wine to avodah zarah, v'mechalel shabbatot b'farhesya, and someone who violates Shabbat in public. So the Gemara says, "Hi, mumar echidami. What type of mumar are we talking about? Imumar lekol Torah kulav. It's someone who is rejecting the entire Torah. Hainu reisha. So that is no different than, right? The other cases of avodah zarah, blah blah blah. The imumar ledavar echad kasha mitziata. And if he only violates one halacha." So we already said that violating one avera is not a good enough reason to be excluded from Karbanot, to be excluded from Klal Yisrael. So what are we saying? That there are two exceptions. Normally, only a full rejection of the Torah will make you a mumar, will make you an apostate with all its attendant status implications. But there are two averot that if you violate them, they automatically make you a mumar, even if it's a single sin. And they are avodah zarah, and Shabbat. Alma mumar la avodah kachavim and mumar l'kol Torah kula. So you see that a mumar to avodah zarah is like a mumar by doing avodah zarah, rejecting the whole Torah. But what's the other one that is? Is Shabbat. Wow, what does that mean? So it's one thing to say, okay, I worship idols, so that's a rejection of the whole Torah. I get that. But why is Shabbat like that? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, a Shabbat v'avodah zarah, both the mitzvah of Shabbat and the prohibition of avodah zarah are equivalent to all the other mitzvot in Torah. The Shabbat yot shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nino le'olam. It is the sign between us and God forever. Lefichach, therefore, kol ha'over al shar ha'mitzvot. Anyone who violates other mitzvot, harehu bechlal rishei Yisrael. If you violate a different mitzvah, you're just a rasha. You're not good. You're just a Rasha. But you're not less Jewish. Right? You have not had, some are rejected all of Torah. So you eat Lashon Hara. So you eat cheeseburgers. So you wear kilayim. So you, I don't know, whatever. What? I just said that. I said you are kilayim Shanis. Kilayim Shanis. Well, sure. What? Yes, you don't say Shtayim Mikra. I don't know. Aval Michalel Shabbat Bifarhesya. But if you violate Shabbat publicly, Arehu Oved Avodah Zarah, it's like worshiping idols. Ushnehem Kigoyim Lechol Divrehem. And both the idol worshiper and the public Shabbat violator are like non-Jews for all purposes. But by which we mean not all purposes. But, you know. That's what Yeshayahu says. Asrei Enosh Yaaseh Zot. Uven Adam Yachazik Ba. Shomer Shabbat Mechalelo V'Gomer. Praiseworthy is the person who does this. And the man who clings to this, who keeps Shabbat and avoids violating it. Kol HaShomer Et HaShabbat Ki Hilchita. U'mechavda, u'me'anga kefikocho. Anyone who keeps Shabbat as is prescribed by halacha, and he honors it, and he enjoys it as much as he is capable. Kvar mufurash bekabalas charob olam hazeh yeter al schar tzavu olam haba. He's rewarded in this world besides for what he gets in the next world. So he's medayek from the Gemara, from the Rambam. This idea that Kiddush is a sanctification of the human beings. Now, if that's the case, you could talk about Kiddush as adding Kiddusha, but not just to the Jewish people, but to Shabbat, right? It's the exact inverse of what he said last week. Now, we'll see other models in just a minute. The Rav goes through them.
So how does Gemara prove then?
What?
How does Gemara, prove?
What do you mean? If you see that violating Shabbat makes you less of a Jew, then keeping Shabbat makes you more of a Jew.
But specifically about the Farhesia.
Like yeah, but that's an interesting question of why that is. What?
If you don't do something, you're less celibate, you know, but if you do it more, that's not necessarily...
You're right, it's not necessarily. It could just be that the heresy that's involved in violating it makes you less Jewish, as it were, but keeping it as just basic standards, it's possible. I'm not saying this is obviously right, but this is the Rav's suggestion. Now he has other riot if you want to go through this. So for example, one of the Rav's proofs for this is that the bracha, I don't want to go through the whole piece, but I'll run through different things, is the bracha of Kiddush itself is not a normal Birkat HaMitzvah. What's the part of the bracha? Asher kitshanu mitzvotav v'ratza avanu. You sanctified us with your mitzvot and you wanted us. V'shabbat kacho v'ava v'ratzan in chilanu. And your holy Shabbat with love and with desire you bequeathed to us. And so what is the bracha implying? Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvotav. We say that always, but we don't just say asher kiddishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu. That's it. We elaborate that it's by giving us through Shabbat, somehow that is, again, I'm not telling you to buy this. I'm telling you that this is his theory. Now, he notes that, this we've actually done, so you'll understand where it's coming from, but he notes that we have other mitzvot like this. We have other mitzvot where the brachot are weird because the brachot don't seem to be mere mitzvot, but they're mitzvot that somehow add a status to the person. So guess which bracha he compares. Asher kedishanu of this asher kedishanu v'hin chilanu, etc. of Shabbat too. Vachnisho v'rito shal amarav avinu. That we have brachot. The Rav is here l'shitato. So several pages of this piece, if you want to look, are where he talks about that shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So then here in Kufla Metet is where he analyzes this idea of Michal Shabbat Beperesio being a mumar l'kola Torah kula. And he notes that keeping Shabbat has two aspects. One is Shmirah b'mishor ha'masi, and one is keeping it practically, meaning not doing malacha. And the second, Hakshama v'hamakat emunah. The second aspect of it is to deepen and instantiate faith. Mipat heyota edut al briyat ha'olam, because it is testimony about the creation of the world. Va'ota mevatenu mashakefet zikat knesset Yisrael good shabricha. Right. So here he adds. He says it's not just magic. It's that because Shabbat is a testament to the fact that we believe that God created the world, internalizing the messages of Shabbat are something that increase what it means, your experience of what it means to be a Jew. Right. There's a logic to it, not just a formal reality. So he says, therefore, Shmirat Shabbat has two aspects. Kiyum mitzvah aseh shel shamor yom Shabbat lekadsho. Mitzvah shinu kishar mitzvah Torah. There's the mitzvah of keeping Shabbat. And then there's kiyum hagadot edud al chidush ha'olam. It's a fulfillment of testifying about the creation of the world. V'al abrit va'od hakrucha b'shabbat. And the covenant and the sign that are tied up with Shabbat. Hagadah kazo ritzufat Emuna bivadai mikadeshet et agavra. And the declaration of faith like that sanctifies the person umizaketehu bimana yitera shel kudushat Yisrael and gives him an extra Jewishness. What type of extra Jewishness? Where would we ever have evidence for it? So here, both in the piece, so here I gave it to you in the two lines in 27, is that the Rav says, where do we see this? So in Tfilah, we say, Ashrei Enosh Ya'aseh Zot, Uven Adam Yachzik Ba. This is the pasuk from Yeshayahu, but which we incorporate into Tefillah, that praiseworthy is the person who... Sorry, this is no, no. This is the Navi. This is Yeshayo. Parts of it are in the Nantfila. In well, parts of it are in Zmira. Parts of it are, anyways. Yeah, of course, Yeshayo. So he says, "What is Ashrei Enosh? What is that extra words that the person is praiseworthy?" So that's where he's medayik, that you get a different status. And then, I know Morty said it as a joke, but here's where the Rav says it seriously. And he says, well, there actually is a Gemara. The Gemara in Beitza tells us that what do you get on Shabbat? Neshama yetera, a second soul, an extra soul. And everyone tries to figure out what that is. So Rashi just says it means that you have like menuchat ha-nefesh. Okay. You're at peace and you can enjoy Shabbat. But the Rav suggests, habitui ashrei enosh more al Madregat Yoter Gvohabik Dushan Enosh Yisrael. By saying the person is praised, that shows you that you have a higher status as Azuchelet Tosefet Chalot. Yeah, Chalut. Yeah, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in the original. Because I, okay. B'chalut Shem Enosh Nivchar. You get a higher status of a human being, a chosen person. Simuchin Lavo. Lavanato, what is support for this? That the continuation of Yeshayahu is that you keep my covenant. A Jew reaches an elevated and supernal level by keeping the covenant of God. That's what it means, neshama yitera, the extra soul, that you actually become more of a Jewish person by keeping Shabbat. Now, he has other proofs. He quotes Malkut Shimoni, which says, okay, I guess tomorrow. I was like, I don't recognize this Malkut Shimoni from inside, but that's because it's what I'm doing tomorrow or in 2 days. Shalosh Kedushotein. There are three holinesses. Kedushat Shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the holiness of God's name. Shenemar Vata Kadosh Yisrael Yoshev Tilod Yisrael Kedushat Shabbat, the holiness of Shabbat. Shenemar Ushmartem Shabbat Ki Kodesh Yilachem Ukedushatan Shal Yisrael, the holiness of the Jews. Shenemar Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Vilachoritz Arachiyun, you would say, hello, yes, and our big Kedushot. Aren't there many Kedushot? Kedushat Kuna, Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, Kedushat Mikdash, etc., etc. So why does the Midrash only have these three? Hasber Bashut, Keshar Kedushot, Lakodmul, Vechirat Yisrael. The other Kedushot don't precede Kedushat Yisrael, other Kedushat Kadma Lahen. The other holinesses are caused by the Jews. The Yisrael Hema Mikachim, and God, and the Jews make them holy. But that is not true of Shabbat. Shabbat makes us holy. And the Rav, I remember when I was in high school, one of my Rebbeim said one of the things the Rav did that no one else did was he turned the Siddur into a book of Lamdus. Because he has all these diukim from Tefillah, so he has another diuk. It says, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko. Kieved Aman Karatalo, Klil Teferet Barosho, Natata Lo, Bamdol of Anachal Ar Sinai, Ushne Luchot Avanim Rabbi Adov Chadu, Bem Shemrat Shabbat Ochen Chadu, Petorah Decha, which I'm sure you remember. So he says that the Kedusha of Yisrael itself is manifest by the giving of Shabbat. And that's why we say this, that it's when we invoke Har Sinai and the Kedushah Yisrael, but Shabbat is part of it because Shabbat is unique in that sense. Now, the Rav here is going to argue that some of the right then he argues that there's more than that, that by the praising, because we're going to see that the Rambam is going to think that's not what Kiddush is; it's more about praising God. But he argues that maybe that's not completely contradictory, because the more we praise God, the more we bring God into this world, the more the world becomes holy. So he is going to connect a lot of different vorts to this. But we will, for now, leave that as model two for now, okay? Good. So that's model two. But the more standard models, now that we've done that, are what? So here are variations on a theme that, no, you're not adding Kedusha, not to Shabbat, not to you. You are, so either you are, so what are the other two options? What other options you can think of, not other two? What other options could you think of? Because what are you doing? So what are you doing when you're Mekadesh Shabbat? And therefore, what is it?
Acknowledgement.
Yeah. What does that mean, an acknowledgement? What are you doing? Acknowledging in what way? What is the purpose of acknowledging?
You're making a separate.
Okay, so one possibility is you are separating Shabbat from the weekday. That's one type of acknowledgement. You can't just say acknowledging.
Right.
One possibility is acknowledging is there's a mitzvah to acknowledge the existence of Shabbat, to say today's Shabbat and not the weekday. And then you could quibble, is that only at the beginning or even at the end, right? Is it acknowledging that Shabbat came in, or is it demarcating Shabbat
as a time,
and therefore you'd have to do the beginning and the end, and then after Mina, is Havdalah going to be part of the mitzvah or not? That's one possibility. What's another caught in the word acknowledging? What else might acknowledge mean? Saying for what? Why would you say it? To do what? To do what? Meaning acknowledge it what? So one possibility you said is to separate it from the week. Okay, what else? If you're not, so that's one. How? Because what are you doing? Sure, maybe, right? Or you're praising God for Shabbat, right? Something like that, right? There are other things you could do. So these are the other models that you find in Rishonim. So if you look at Rashi, I didn't give this to you, but if you look at Rashi and I'm sure, oh, Daf Yud Gimel, Rashi says, lo kiblu, when the Gemara there says that on Yom Kippur is mechaper, even lemisha lo karao mikra kodesh. Even if someone didn't call Yom Kippur mikra kodesh. Now Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo kiblu bibirchotav, that you didn't accept its brachot, with its brachot, lomar mikadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippurim, to say mikadesh Yisrael. So Tosfot there asks ve'ein yered loshkan birchot v'yom ha-kippurim l'avi d'oraita, and that would imply that even Yom Kippur it's d'oraita. And but the Chatam Sofer quotes Rashi and he says, what does Rashi mean? Shekiblu birchotav hi kiddush, zeav shekol yom darkei shem d'oraita v'yom ha-kippurim chovat kiddush mid'oraita luvizeh. Gather and kiddush the Rashi Kabbalah to Shabbat Alav. So based on this, the Chatam Sofer is medayek that kiddush is accepting Shabbat on you. Right? Is accepting Shabbat on you. Now, is it actually making you kiddush, or is it just that there's an act of accepting on you, of acknowledging that you now accept the malachah? That we can take in different ways, but that's another possibility is that Shabbat is an act of accepting it on you. Rashbam. Now it is worth thinking, however, that Rashi, if you look on Kothay now, in our sugya, Rashi here doesn't seem to say that. So if you look, this is actually the previous Amud, but meaning in our Masechet. So you look at Rashi on Kothay. Rashi says in Divrei HaMatchil Hoda'a, second Rashi on the page in Kof Hei, Amud Aleph, Hoda'i, ve'ein ba'efsek davar, lo efsek tchina v'lo efsek ritzui, helkach b'ptichatan sagi, v'lo damu lo birkat kiddush, shetzarech l'saper b'shevach ha-shabbat. So it's not like Kiddush. Kiddush is where you just sing the praises of Shabbat. Okay, so now you have two more models. One is Rashi in Shavuot, which says that it is accepting Shabbat on you. Rashi here, which says it's, I don't know, L'kadesh is L'saper Shavach HaShabbat. I don't know, praise it. The way you guys are like, what is acknowledge? I don't know, it's acknowledge. So Rashi basically says, yeah, acknowledge. That's what it is. Acknowledge that it's Shabbat. Praise it. Okay, a little bit sharper. Praise Shabbat. He doesn't even say praise God for Shabbat. It's just praise Shabbat. Sings Mirav, I don't know.
Is that like, is there like different levels you can achieve of that? Like, because once you're making like a vow.
Now later on he does say, you know, Shevach Shal Makom, so maybe he does mean that. What?
I'm saying like, once you make a value statement that you're supposed to do in the Shabbat, the, like whatever, Shabbos, like how much are you supposed to do?
Then that's what we're going to talk about. Well, I guess not tomorrow. Depends how much of your still up, but you'll be. We probably won't have normal share tomorrow. We'll have some sort of Tera. But you guys are, I don't know, staying up all night. It's not, it's whatever. Yeah, if you look at the Rashbam on Kuf Yud Zayin in Divrei Matzil Dikidusha. This is not there. This is the Gemara. We'll focus on the Rambam in a second. I just want to throw out some other models. The Rashbam says, Kiddusha v'kidshanu, dehoda'a hi al sha'avar. It's thanks for the past. Okay, which is very similar to Rashi here, that it's praise, acknowledgement. Are you thanking God? Are you describing the day? Right, again. So you're right. It could be the minimal theories are something like it's praising God on the day. It's praising, it's talking about the day. It's thanking God for the day. Versions of that, meaning this is the opposite extreme of Mikadesh. Right? It's not making you holier. It's not making Shabbat holier. It's you're talking about Shabbat. You're talking about God on Shabbat. You're thanking God for Shabbat.
Something that you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's the extreme, right? So if you want to summarize that whole branch of thinking, it's possibility one is you're actually changing something metaphysically in yourself or in Shabbat, which were the first two models we saw. The opposite extreme is you're not changing anything. You are praising, thanking. You are whatever. It's a type of tefillah. Now again, do you want to say that it's thanking God for having given you Shabbat? Is it you want to praise God for giving you Shabbat? Is it you're praising the Shabbat and you, and the way that you appreciate God is by appreciating his gift as a gift? Is it, that's the other extreme. Then there's these middle models. So we already saw Rashi and Shavuot seems to be to me a little bit of a middle model, which is I accept Shabbat on myself. That's not changing something metaphysically, but it's also not mere words. It's, right, it's somehow I'm, yeah, I'm not necessarily changing metaphysically, but I am, it is an expression of my participation in Shabbat. Okay, right, that I think is a middle ground. The Rambam is, I think, a little bit complicated that way, because the Rambam, as we'll see, is about demarcating, but what now you figure out is, what does that mean? Right, is it just like acknowledging? Is this like no different than acknowledging? It's just changing what it, acknowledging? Or is it about creating a chelo shem or participating in recognizing the chelo shem? Right? Meaning, we're going to see that he's demarcating. He's definitely not being mekadesh mamash, but it's not just Shabbos is great. But that's like the minimalist. It's somewhere in between, and that's what we're going to see now. So the Rambam says in number 15, Mitzvat asei min ha-Torah l'kadesh yom ha-Shabbat b'dvarim. There is a positive commandment from the Torah to sanctify Shabbat with words. So if you remember, we saw, what does zachor mean? Is it mental? Is it verbal? Is it action? The Rambam is quite clear that the mitzvah itself is verbal. Shne'emar, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadesho. Klomar. Now, klomar, methodological point, okay? There are the words that people pay attention to, and then there are words that people ignore. And often those are backwards. Often people pay a lot of attention to the words that are in context that sound very nice and conceptually beautiful. But amongst the most important words you can find in any source, anywhere, is klomar. Why klomar?
Because it's not...
Yes, it's not comparison. Klomar is not a comparison. Meaning to say. When you see klomar, then you pay attention, because he is telling you, klomar, i.e., equal sign. It's right. Whenever you see the word klomar, it should bell, right? Light should go off, bells should go off, which is pay attention to the next words.
Yeah, it's like when the Gemara says ki'ilu, and it's like...
No, so ki'ilu is as if. Klomar is not as if. Klomar means... No, it doesn't. Klomar means it means to say this is the equivalent.
You're saying Klomar means the same thing.
Yes. Klomar, when someone says Klomar, he's about to tell you an identity statement. X means Kilomar. This is what I mean to say. I am clarifying.
But it's in Kilomar, isn't it?
No, that's not what, it's not Kilomar. It's Klomar, meaning to say. That's what the words Klomar mean. Not like saying. Klomar, it's a statement. It means I am about to clarify. Therefore, you should pay attention when it says Klomar. This is not a Kilu. It's meaning to say, Zachrehu Zechirat Shevach Vikidush. Right? Now this is why I wanted to very quickly give you Rashi and Rashbam, because now there's a little bit of tension where in the Rambam. What does he say? Zachorat Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, Klomar Zachrehu, remember it or mention it, Zechirat,
with
a mentioning, so it's definitional and tautological. Shevach, praise, vikidush, and kidush.
So
it's correct. So he includes one element of what Rashi says, which is shevach. But he doesn't say that Kiddush is Shevach. It's Shevach v'Kiddush, which means that Kiddush is clearly something beyond Shevach. What is that thing?
It's mirrors.
I don't know. V'tzarich lazkiro b'chnisato v'yitziyato b'chnisato v'kiddush hayom v'yitziyato b'avdalah. And in this same halacha, he says that you have to do this at the beginning and the end. So here's... Yes, the Rambam thinks that Havdalah is part of the mitzvah d'oraita. So now we got to figure out, so what is he saying? So as Josh said before, the Rambam seems to hold that Kiddush is part of a mitzvah of setting aside Shabbat from the rest of the week, and that's why it's done at the beginning and the end. The problem is, okay, but how are you doing that? Right? The Rambam isn't 100% clear, right? He says a klomar, which means, hello, I'm about to explain myself. Then he says, Divrei Shevach v'kiddush. But let me ask you this. If it was only Shevach, would Havdalah likely be part of the mitzvah d'oraita? Yeah, why not? What would that mean? If it's Shevach, so you praise the day. On the day, you thank God for the day. You praise the day. But if you say it Shevach v'kiddush, but you do that at the beginning and the end, maybe. I mean, maybe you could. But it's sort of weird. It's sort of weird. Good. So let's try. So now this is why. Not everyone is convinced the Rambam doesn't mean the more radical view that you're actually mikdash. Right? Because he has language that sounds very minimalist, like Rashi. But on the other hand, it's Shevach Vikidush. There's something else going on. Plus, he says it's the end of the day. So you could just say it's demarcating the day, but then you got to ask, well, what are you doing? And so the Rav argues that he is taking the more radical view, that he actually thinks at some level it is Mekadesh.
Correct.
But that's why I would suggest that maybe we're talking more in this middle view, right? If it's not that I'm changing it metaphysically, but it's about saying things that will, how would you put it, Gobi? Sketch out the parameters of your participation in Shabbat, something like that, right? Meaning it's more. That's why I sort of put the Rambam in the middle, right? It's a little bit, I'm not really comfortable putting Rambam at either extreme. He doesn't seem to think you're actually being Makadish the Yom. I don't think he's doing that. Like it was less holy. I'm not convinced the Rambam is saying that. But it also doesn't seem, even though he quotes the word Shevach,
it's together.
Exactly. It's Shevach plus Kiddush. And that's why either you say you're doing two things, You're adding Kedusha and you're praising it, or you're adding Kedusha by praising it, or you're adding Kedusha to yourself by praising it, right? Or you try to map out a middle view, which is that Kedush is...
in some way adding to...
exactly. It's... exactly, meaning there is a participatory model. Let's see if we get more clarity from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot Kuf Nun He says as follows. It's the next door, 16. HaMitzvah HaChamesh V'Chamishim U'Me'ah. Mitzvah 155. HaTzivui Shenitztaveinu. The command that we were commanded. Lomar Dvarim B'yom HaShabbat B'id K'nisato V'id Yitziyato. To say things when it comes in and when it leaves. So it's even clearer in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot than it is in the Mishnah Torah that the very definition of Kiddush is that it must be done at the beginning and the end. But before he's even told you what it is, he tells you that whatever Kiddush is, it is done at the beginning and the end. But that's a very powerful statement, because when Josh says it's about demarcating Shabbat from the week, it's very clear that for the Rambam, at least in the Sefer HaMitzvot, but also in the Yad, it's even clearer in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that is the definition. What you do is a means to that end. And how you demarcate it, in what way you demarcate it, that's important to figure out. But clearly, Kiddush at its very core is not about just celebrating the day. But this is the big difference. If you say it's about sanctifying the day, you're sanctifying the day. Now, at some level, by implication, it is now divided from the rest of the week. So maybe, in that sense, this shares an element with the extreme models. But purely just praising the day, that doesn't seem to set it off. I mean, you're celebrating today, but you're not... what?
But doesn't it set it off?
I mean, maybe. It's hard for me to say that like praising it automatically. You know, it's like when people tell you, look, that what you're saying is like saying that if I talk about what I did, you probably heard this from your parents, right? I don't want to, right? Don't put other people down. I want to hear, talk about yourself. Now, it's true that when you talk about your successes, if someone else didn't succeed, I mean, by implication, you're more special, so they're less special. There's still something fundamentally different about saying, I'm very proud of what I did, and he's a moron, right? Those are not the same. They might be, by implication, right? Like, because obviously if you say, listen, I'm very proud of myself because I was the person in the class who got an adequate score on the test, right? By implication, everyone is inadequate, but still there's something less offensive about saying I passed and I'm proud that I passed and I was the only person who passed, than saying, hey, everyone failed, right? There's still something, even if by implication it means the same thing, there's still a difference between, but to actively say, to be, and at some level, that's what Havdalah is, right? We are now ending the holy period, right? You're drawing attention to the fact that the next day is Chol. That's still different. Lidati, maybe I'm wrong. That's why I said there's an ambiguity. Because you could say, Rashi means this also, that by implication, by praising Shabbat, I'm telling you Shabbat is special and the other days are not. You could, but to me, to say that I praise the day is different than saying, I must declare the beginning it's special and I must mark its end. Right, that there's something there that's not quite the same, right? I'm pointing to the fact that this is holy and this is not holy. But that's different than saying the mitzvah is to say today's holy. Even again, you understand? By saying it by implication, it's just maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm overthinking this. But to me, again, what's the nafkamina? Look, if there weren't a nafkamina, I would say maybe you're right. But there is a nafkamina. And that is Rov Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam that Havdalah is Daraita. I mean, that's the big difference. Is if you think that, oh, the Rambam is saying the same as Rashi, then you're basically binding everybody who says it's Shevach to say that Havdalah is Daraita. But the Rambam, for the Rambam, it's not just what I'm talking about the day. It's specifically saying what today is and what yesterday was not and what tomorrow is not. Right? That seems to me to be different than just praise. Again, maybe I'm wrong, but... but again, read his language here. That's why I'm bringing it to you, and that's why I'm spending so much time just being medayikit. Right here, when before he even tells you what you say, again, here, you, maybe I'm overreading. I might be overreading. I'm not, that's not impossible. But to me, which comes first? If he had started by saying you praise Shabbat and then you do Bechinisato v'Yetziato, so maybe you'd be right. But before he tells you what you say, he tells you that like the definition of the mitzvah is the fact that you say at the beginning of the end, and only then does he tell you. I understand. But that's what I'm saying. The Sefer Mitzvah, this is even. Yeah, but look, that's exactly my point. He says, you say things. It's his own, that's my deal, because that it's almost as if the Rambam is saying, now, admittedly, I don't know the Arabic, so I could be being medayig in the fact that I don't know the original. But at some level, if I just say, the mitzvah is to say things at the beginning of the end, and then let me tell you what you say, there's a big difference between telling you what you say and then telling you what time you do it. And telling you what you, right? There's a difference between saying what you do and then telling you when you do it, and then versus saying, here's when you do it and let me tell you what you do and the when.
Wait, but why didn't you just say Kiddush then? Like,
because he says it later. Look, right, that's the crazy thing. He said, Hatzivui Shinzulim Lomar Dvarim. You say words, Biyoma Shabbat, on Shabbat, Beit Gnizato, Beit Yitziato. Nazkir Bahem Gdulat Ayom. You mention on it the greatness of the day azeh, viromim muto, and look at the words. Its greatness, v'havdalato mishar yamim, and its distinction from other days, meaning it's not implication. Right? Rashi, I have no indication, would agree with this. Rashi says, I praise the day. To the extent that that implies that the next day is less holy, it's an implication. The Rambam says the mitzvah itself is to say that it, not imply, to say it's different. Right? Mavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshek, the Rambam is part of mitzvah kiddush.
He's taking
the shiva aspect
and just making it
part of it. Exactly. Meaning, and then he says, shekadmulo, in case you weren't clear, that came before it, v'asher yavo acharav, and it will come, that will follow it. Vihu amro yitaleh. Now again, you get one of those words, vihu, meaning the thesis that I've just explained is what is captured in the following words. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat kadsho. And then the other magic word, kilomar. It means to say, zachreyu zichirat kiddush ugdula. Mention words of kiddush and greatness.
Which he said before.
The Zoe mitzvah kiddush ayom. The lashon amechilta. The mechilta says zachor yom hashabbat lekadosho. Lekadosho bivracha, to sanctify by bracha. Ubeferish amru. And this is what we're going to see tomorrow, is zachreyu alayayin. Now, what we need to figure out is that part of the mitzvah as well, daraita or not. Now again, the Rambam is being medaglish from Gemara. He just thinks that it's not an asmachta, that it's part of the ikur mitzvah. Klomar, again, klomar, his magic word over and over. Ha-havdala, the separation. Shegam hi, chelek mizchirat ha-shabbat. Shenitztaveinuba. Just in case, my diak wasn't right. I'm just following the Rambam here, but I'm trying to read him carefully and not impose my own views. Meaning, the separation, which is also part of mentioning the Shabbat in which we were commanded.
Okay.
So now, and remember, the Rambam is more than this, because the Rambam, unique or Rishonim, not unique. There's a major, major machlok Rishonim, whether this is only true of Shabbat or even of Yom Tov. In the Rambam, thinks that even on Yom Tov, it's mitzvah min haTorah, I gave you in 17. Kishem shemekadshin b'leilei Shabbat u'mavdilin b'motzei Shabbat. Just like you are mekadesh and mavdil before and after Shabbat. Kach mekadshin b'leilei yomim tovim u'mavdilin b'motzei Yom Kippurim. So too you do on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And now you'll tell me why. Shekulam Shabbatot Hashem Hain. Because they are all Shabbat.
Well,
Shabbat is a paradigm.
Yes. Meaning, this for him is definitional to what Shabbat is. Anything
right.
which is a Shabbat.
Right.
Well, yes, but the Rambam says it is also a Shabbat. Amazingly, yes. It is even more amazing when you think about the fact that on Yom Tov, we are literally Mekadesh the Yom Tov, either indirectly through Kiddush HaChodesh or directly according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that Beit Din is supposed to actually be Mekadesh Yom Tov
right.
independently. The fact that for the Rambam, that isn't just something we do calendrically through the calendar. This should not, even if you've never used the word calendrically, I figured you could figure out calendar, Ikali. What? It's not a colander. Well, I'm glad you now know that calendrically is not having to do with colanders. I'm not Mekadesh the Shabbat with a colander. I'm doing it through the calendar. The Rambam says that it's not just through the calendar, but it is through saying Kiddush and Havdalah, because it is a Shabbat.
The list of the Moedim starts with Shabbat.
Yes, because the list of the Moedim starts with Shabbat, and that's why there's a major machloket of whether you're supposed to say, but some of the words in Kiddush, you'll know, are subject to major lumdish machlokot. Zeich L'Tzim Mitzrayim, Tchila Mikrai Kodesh, because they get to the essence of what Shabbat is. So again, at one extreme, we have the thesis that Shabbat is, the Kiddush is somehow adding metaphysical sanctity to either Shabbat or the Jew or the world through the Jews or whatever you want to say. That's the two versions of the Rav's articles. Again, they're not necessarily in tension. They could both be true. But the point is that Kiddush is adding sanctity. All the way to the other extreme is the idea that Kiddush is merely acknowledging that today is Shabbat, thanking God for Shabbat, talking about God's greatness, for giving us Shabbat, thanking God for the greatness of Shabbat, variations on a theme where Shabbat is what it is, and we are obligated to reflect on that. In some way, however you reflect on it in prayer. That you prayerfully reflect. You want to call it a meditation. You want to call it thanks. You want to call it praise. You want to call it acknowledgement. You want to call it, you know, yeah, whatever it is that. And whether the focus is Shabbat or the focus is God who gave you the Shabbat, again, you're not changing anything metaphysically. Then there's that Rashi in Shavuot, which is somewhere in between, meaning it's not mere acknowledgement or praise, but it's not changing the metaphysical day, but it is doing something. And it is, I'm asserting my active participation in Shabbat. Now, does that change things metaphysically? No. But is it mere words? Also, no, it's a expression of or a commitment to participatory engagement in the Sabbath. Something like that. Which is somewhere in between. The Rambam is where it gets, I think, the most complicated. Because on the one hand, he talks about Shabbat. He talks about praise. But the question that I have with the Rambam is the praise a tool? Is it the means or the ends? Right, Rashi, it sounds like Shabbat is the ends. That's what Kiddush is. For the Rambam, it sounds like praise is the means by which I, especially as in the Sefer Mitzvot, I demarcate Shabbat by clarifying that it is neither like the days that preceded it, nor is it like the days that follow it. And again, the tools I use may be Shabbat, but I'm doing something else. Now, am I adding Kedusha metaphysically to the day? He doesn't seem to say that. Am I merely praising the day? Also, not that. I am, now what am I doing? Is it something like Rashi and Shavuot that I am outlining the parameters of my participation? It doesn't seem like that either. Right. It seems like. Yeah, right. That Kiddush isn't just saying that it's special, meaning it's not just singing its praises. It's making sure that it is clear.
I have to hear Kiddush.
Yeah, right. Meaning it's set, making sure that you know that Shabbat is different. Right? And you know that may be part of what it is for the Rambam is what meaning of the word Kiddush are you focusing on? Because one meaning of Kiddush is holy, the other is separate and distinct. For the Rambam, even if you're talking about how holy it is, it's clear that for the Rambam, very clear, that the primary understanding of Kiddush that's being used here is separation. That's, and again, the major nafkamina, and there is one, is whether it applies to Havdalah, whether Havdalah is an integral part of this mitzvah or not. Because if it's about Shevach, or it's about adding Kedusha, even the strong metaphysical claims about adding Kedusha, that's only on the way in. But the Kedusha, as it leaves, it could dissipate by itself, it could, whatever. But if you think that the meaning of Kiddush, that is primary halachically here, is to separate, then both Kiddush and Havdalah become essential parts of the mitzvah itself. And that seems to be the Rambam's conception, which again, really, really highlights the importance of Havdalah in this process and not just Kiddush, which is unique. Just briefly, a nafkamina to this is the following. I didn't give you these makara, but I'll just tell you quickly. We'll see it a little bit more tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to focus on the wine question, which is what's the Doraita, what's the Darabanan, and how do they interact, right? Is it just about saying the words, or is the wine part of the mitzvah Doraita as well? But we'll see that Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a problem. Because he said that you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraita in davening. Okay? Again, we're going to see this more of this tomorrow. Good. So how can you be yotzi your wife who's chayiv mi d'oraita if you're already yotzi your mitzvah d'oraita? So one possibility is that once the rabbis are machayev you, you're not yotze until kiddush, or maybe the yain is part of it. Obviously, that's one direction you could take, right. And that's what we'll come back to. But Rabbi Kiviger has a famous kiddush, which is when you come home from shul and your wife says Shabbat Shalom,
oh, yeah.
She's mekayim kiddush. And therefore, she's also at the level of Dirabana now, and Dirabana is yotze Dirabana. But what's the problem? So as the Mishnah Berurah there notes, in the Baal Halacha, what is Rabbi Akiva Eiger assuming about Kiddush? What's Kiddush? Mere acknowledgement. But it's clear in Rashi, in the Rambam, it's not. The content you have to say is. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva Eiger works at some level at like a minimalist Rambam level, which is, I demarcate the day. But whether it's Rashi that the mitzvah is Shevach, or even the Rambam, that the tool is Shevach, the Rambam doesn't seem to say that the act I'm supposed to do is separating. That's what I'm getting to, but the tool is still Shevach. The Mishnah Berurah says, what are you doing? It's important to be precise. Meaning, when I said, what do you mean by acknowledge? Why do I care? Because it seems to matter. Is it saying today is Shabbat? Is it praising Shabbat? Is it praising God for Shabbat? Is thanking God for Shabbat? That matters because Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to take your original formulation. I don't know, acknowledge. Acknowledge? What's acknowledge? I don't know. Say Shabbat! But the Be'er Halacha says, what are you talking about? Look at the Rishonim. They're Midayik. It's Shevach. It's Kilos. It's Kiddush. Whatever you think Kiddush is, there is a content to that. So the Ketod HaSholcha notes that some Girsot of the Rambam don't have that. They just say Zichirat Shabbat and not Zichirat Shevach. They think it's a typo. Because that is about the easiest typo. Right, think about the difference.
Shabbat and Shep, wow.
Right? So that would be a major nafkamina. Is if you think it's Zechirat Shabbat, then it's mere acknowledgement and demarcation. If you think it's Zechirat Shevach, then Shevach is the tool.
Oh my God.
Right, that's a major, major difference.
What about
However, it's completely clear that in the Sefer HaMitzvot, it's Shevach. Right? And that's why the proper gear says probably Shevach. But he notes that if you wanted to, you could defend it. Iksoda Shulchan. The other possibility is from the Rajba. That the Rajba, in one of his Tshuvot, has the following line. The Midoraita Yotze Yidei Chovat Kiddush Ba'amirat Vayechulu O Vishamru O Lizkor B'Fiv Shabbat. So the Rajba may be the one who says, yes, it's just acknowledging Shabbat. Because it says, you're Yotze with Vayechulu, Vishamru, or to say with your words Shabbat. However, it's not really clear, because the Rajba then goes on to say that it might be Shevach V'Kilos. Now some people say, nah, not a problem, because maybe saying Good Shabbos is also praise. Good Shabbos! Oh, Shabbos is good! So maybe that could be. But again, the reason I bring up that minor machloket here around this point of the Eger is to highlight the fact that these words, just saying that it's acknowledgement, is not enough to recognize that there's a difference. That yes, there's the whole group of people who say it's not changing anything metaphysically, but even within them, you have to figure out, but what are they saying? Is it saying that it's Shabbat? Is it praising Shabbat? What exactly is it? And then to notice that, especially in the Rambam, there's the tools, there's the means, and then there's the end. The end for him seems to be Kiddusha is separation. The tools you use are still Shevach, and therefore, he may align up with Rashi and need to praise, he may differ in the goal. The tool might be the same, right? So it's important to keep that distinction in mind. What are you using and what are you doing it for? Okay, but those are now the different models of what Kiddush is. The next thing we have to do is figure out, okay, that's Daraita. What? Yeah, let's wait. Well, one of them is on wine. I guess, wait, I have like 1 minute. I don't know if Regan's already finished. I will just note very briefly, this is not so wacky. It's just, you know... Okay, I'll just note that the Gilyone Ashaz here, again, this will lead in tomorrow, says he's medayik from the She'iltot, who says v'ilit lechamra mikadosh arifta v'nafik yechovado dechtiv lekadsho. The She'iltot said that if you don't have wine, you can make kiddush on bread and your yotze your chiyuv. But then he says because it says lekadsho, but it doesn't say shenemar zachor yom hashavat lekadsho. He's mechadesh that. There's two separate chiyuvim. Zechira, which is mazkir et yom haShabbat, v'kiddush milekadsho. And then in theory, when you make kiddush with bread, your yotzei kiddush, but not zechira. So that's his claim that these are actually different things. And the furthermore, the Daf al Daf quotes from Zachariah Mendel, the Avbezdin of Letzla, I don't know what that is, that he says that there's actually three things going on at Kiddush. One is Leskor el Yayin, which comes from the word Zachor, which again we'll come back to, we're talking about tomorrow, is Yayin part of the Daraita. The second is Lekadesh Bayom, and that's from the word Yom, and Lekadesh Balayla, which comes from the word Likadsho. So it could be that more than one of these is true, that maybe at night you're making Mekadesh, you're adding Kedusha. But maybe during the Yom, there's a mitzvah of Mekadesh a day, which is, you know, Shevach. Right? So it could be, and I'll just throw that, right, the possibility that more than one of these models is true. One of them from Kiddush at night, one of them Kiddush during the day, right? Or you're doing multiple things at once. Okay, let's leave it there, and then we will see the wackiest sheet about Yayin once we do Yayin, which is the next year.